Today I'm going to talk about media and morality. Now there is a false conception about the obligations of the media to have some sort of a moral compass. And the reason why there is a false impression is because we figure just because it is legal for the media to do something, it doesn't mean that it means basically that they can do anything they want that is legal. But that's not true, because every single media outlet has an obligation to have a moral bent, a moral side. For example, in many forms of media, for example, in entertainment, for just to give you one aspect, some of these video games are so violent and so horrific. And if anyone thinks that a person is not going to be held responsible before God, for every single mind that is affected by that in an evil or an adverse way, they better have their head examined. You may not go to jail for creating a video game that's filled with violence or sex or drugs or wanton violence and murder. But believe me, every person that is affected by these images, the person who creates this, the persons who promote these things, are going to be held accountable before God for all eternity. There is not just a legal element to the things that surround us. There's also a moral element that we must abide by. We can't just say, well, if it's legal, I can do it. There are many things that are legal, but morally corrupt. Abortion is one of them. Violence, hate, anger. I mean, the law doesn't say you can't hate, you can't be filled with anger, but it's not morally correct. And just because games are sold that teach people about killing and harming other individuals, just because they're there doesn't mean that we have the right or we should envelop ourselves within them. We have an obligation as anyone, especially in media, to present that which lifts man up, not tears him down. Now, there are many great writers, and the great philosophers, pre-Christian philosophers, wrote quite a bit about entertainment and what true entertainment is. And according to the greatest writers, entertainment must leave one at peace. If one is subjected to violence, if good does not triumph over evil, there is left within the person viewing that particular thing a disharmony, an interior agitation. In other words, entertainment, to truly be entertaining, has to bring peace to the soul. If it does not, it brings into the soul a discord. And that discord is going to be manifested around the person who has lost their harmony, their peace of soul. And therefore, media has an obligation. They have an obligation to present that which lifts man up. Now, there's also the media, not of entertainment, but there's the media of knowledge, news media. Now, news media has a completely different moral obligation. News media has to present the truth, not opinion, truth. Now, if there are pundits who have opinions, that's a good thing. God bless them. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But news cannot be opinionated because then it's no longer news. Then it's commentary. I don't want to hear someone's commentary when I really want to know what's happening. If you tell me what's happening, then give me your 2 cents. Keep your money and just give me the truth. We need a media, a news media in our country that becomes honest in its portrayal of what is happening in the world. They are, and they should be, our connection to the world and what is really happening out there. So many of us depend upon them that if they do not present the unbiased news as it really is, They are doing great damage and harm to a society that depends upon them for an objective presentation of reality, of what is happening in the world around them. It is impossible to make a decision if it is based on someone else's opinion. Why would anyone read someone's opinion of the Gospels when you could read the Gospels? That happens often. I remember when I was in the seminary, how many commentaries on the Second Vatican Council, and yet how few people ever read the documents. Thank God I was in Europe and we were bound to read them documents as they were written. And then I found out that there were very few commentaries that actually said anything that was in the original documents. And that's what seems like happening around us, especially in the news media. No matter what place you go, you find the news spun in different ways. And we need a moral news media. We need a media that is founded and grounded on human morals, on the moral law. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the Catholic moral law, but a moral law that is based on the truth, the fundamental truth that good must be done, evil must be avoided. The fundamental moral law that is found inside of each and every one of us, that the Christian principles brings to the forefront. They perfect the natural moral law. Christ came not to abolish the law, but to perfect the law, to give us a clear understanding of exactly what is truth. And we must, as a people in this country, stand up and hold accountable those who refuse to present to us simply the facts. If they do not want to present us the facts, unbiased, then go someplace else. Or perhaps we should. We should go to a different news media, a different channel. Get rid of this. We need to have morality permeate our entire lives. And not just because we want to know the truth, not just because we don't want to be assaulted even in the games that our children play, but because we have a right to it. You and I have a God-given right to know the truth as it is. Christ does everything to present that truth to us in the faith. And we as a people need to search out the truth so that we never get caught up in living any lie, especially those lies that other people want us to live. We are a free people because it is based upon our freedom to know and understand, our freedom to ask questions, and our right as a free people to the truthful answer. We need morality in our lives and in the world. If you take morality out of the media, you have an amoral media, which means that it is working exactly the contrary to what a moral media has to do. That means it is working against morality. In other words, it's working against humanity. An amoral media is an immoral media. An amoral point of view is an immoral point of view, because what it does is it perverts the very beauty, the essence, and the goodness of humanity as it stands in itself alone. And for this reason, we have to become extraordinarily vigilant in protecting not only our freedom of speech, but our freedom and right to truth and true information, unbiased, unfettered by the clutter and the garbage of personal opinion, especially when it is amoral or immoral.